Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting ready. I know the excitement is building here to announce the winner of the Tap the News Radio app. FSU Pitt this Saturday, Doak Campbell, 11 a.m. early game start. Woo, that's a good one, especially if you drive over there. So you probably, what do you probably leave here, about 5 or so?
Ooh, I don't know if I'd leave at 5. I got to worry about this because Wake may be an 11 a.m. kickoff in Doak Campbell come November. I don't know. It's going to be maybe 6 or 7.
Okay, so here we are. We're just getting it all ramped up to announce the winner in a few minutes. Not now, but in a few minutes, you will know who won today's Tap the News Radio app. We're doing it all week, by the way, so good luck. Play wisely if you didn't win today. We appreciate you listening, but just listen up as Austin will be around in just a couple of minutes. But now, let's go ahead and look into three important things you should know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Gambia commissioners have decided to write off nearly $18 million in unpaid emergency medical services bills, which will be sent to a collection agency now. Most of the debt is from uninsured individuals. By law, EMS must respond to those 911 calls, often serving those without access to health care.
Number two.
Employees at Baptist Hospital in Jay have been accused of photographing patients without their consent. A client reported that four staff members allegedly took pictures of patients who were either asleep or under medication. The images were then posted on Snapchat. Baptist released a statement confirming that the employees involved were fired after a thorough investigation.
Number three.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing a lot of that story in the next coming days. The family of a former Pensacola mayor, he was a goodie too, Vince Wibbs, has established a $50,000 fund in his name to assist college students enrolled in automotive or diesel-related programs at Pensacola State College. With this, they're going to throw in the tuition expenses as well. The scholarship also includes a $12,500 matching contribution from Pensacola State College Alumni Association. Vince Wibbs, by the way, served as the city's mayor for 7 consecutive terms from 1997 to 1991.
All right, knocking on the door of 515 here, so we'll
go ahead. Right?
Oh, yes, I'm on the edge of my seat. That's why we're just diving straight into this.
Right.
We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather, then we'll announce the winner of those tickets. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do have some backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue. That congestion has started to bleed onto Michigan. There was an accident reported last hour, about an hour ago now, that is still keeping backups in that area. Last major spot, though, just going to be Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, but that's not looking too bad at this time. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening that are going to be scattered over the next couple days. All right, the winner of these tickets, Monday's pair of tickets to Florida State Pitt, is Taylor Stone. Taylor Stone, you are our winner, and I will get in touch with you with the contact information you provided, get the rest of the information I need to put you in our database here. But once again, congratulations to Taylor Stone. You are our winner for Monday's pair of tickets to Florida State Pitt.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
National Hurricane Center monitoring Invest 95L this afternoon. This is an area of low pressure tracking across the central Atlantic. System has a 50% probability of tropical development within the next 48 hours. NAC forecasters indicate the disturbance may soon become the next named storm of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, and that will be Jerry with a J. No tropical development is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
NUWF holding its inaugural Leadership in the Age of AI conference in November. It will happen November 7th at the UWF Conference Center in Pensacola. It'll feature keynote speaker Dr. Aman El-Sheikh, along with panelists, including local CEOs and experts. Attendees will explore the challenges and opportunities of integrating AI into leadership roles with discussions and networking opportunities throughout the day.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
There you go. The government shutdown continues as questions arise over health care funding. Congressman Byron Donalds claims Republicans are ready to pass a bill, but the Democrats are holding the bill hostage.
We've done our job. We funded the government. We've sent that to the Senate. The only holdup is Chuck Schumer and the Democratic left that want to shut down the government because they want health care for illegal aliens. That's what this is all about. They could say whatever they want, but that is the fact of the matter.
The state is removing another rainbow-colored crosswalk in Miami-Dade County. FDOT crews were in Miami Beach yesterday removing sidewalk pavers at Ocean Drive and 12th Street. Residents stood by and watched, and some heckled the FDOT crew. One man even told the Miami Herald that it feels like an attack on the gay community, and he planned to repaint a rainbow in the crosswalk today.
Okay, the ongoing government shutdown will indeed freeze FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, with Florida most affected as it holds 18% of all NFIP policies. Homeowners in Florida may not have full coverage for new flood claims during the rest of the storm season.
In Miami Beach, holding a We Stand With Israel event marking the second anniversary of the October 7th attacks, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says both sides have signaled support for President Trump's 20-point plan. Hamas reportedly says it's willing to accept some elements of the plan, like releasing 48 Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinians jailed, but the group has stopped short of calls to disarm.
You know, dog bites can be a problem sometime. An elderly Florida man is suing St. Cloud, Florida, and its police department, accusing them of using excessive force after a canine allegedly bit him while he was complying with police orders.
Ooh.
Marie Ettinger, she's down at Fox 35. Our good friends down in Orlando has the details.
71-year-old Manuel Martinez got a call from the city of St. Cloud asking him to come outside his house to talk with police. He was accused of getting into a fight at a restaurant earlier in the day and hitting someone in the head with a gun. Martinez walked out unarmed and saw officers with rifles had already surrounded his house. He starts going to his knees, but then an officer walks over to get him on his stomach and canine officer Coda attacks. Coda releases and three officers start placing Martinez in handcuffs. It's only then that officers tell Martinez why they're there. The lawsuit asks for payment for the surgery Martinez needed after this, plus damages. The claim alleges the bite was carried out with deliberate indifference to Martinez's health, safety, and welfare. Marie Ettinger, Fox News.
Okay, federal attorneys are contradicting something Governor DeSantis says about the immigration detention center. You know, Alligator Alcatraz down in South Florida. Chris Foster's in trying to kind of unravel things for you.
Governor DeSantis has been saying since the detention center in the Florida Everglades opened in July, everyone held there has received final removal orders to be deported from the U.S. The Justice Department admission that that's not true comes in a court filing that says the detainees don't have enough in common to be certified as a class for a lawsuit with too many different immigration statuses, including having not yet been through removal proceedings or ordered to leave the country. The filing this past Thursday is part of one of three lawsuits over the detention center moving to the courts. Chris Foster, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Owning a home is the American dream, but today's economy is challenging. Have you fallen behind on your mortgage payments? Many homeowners facing financial difficulty often feel lost and don't know where to turn for help. The airwaves are filled with offers of fast and simple relief. However, many find these offers often lead to damaged credit, higher debt, and ultimately the loss of one's home. If it seems like there's no way out, know there is legitimate help available. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has provided answers and concrete solutions to consumers in situations just like yours for more than 60 years. Our certified housing specialists will work with you to review your finances and create a custom plan that's right for your specific situation. NFCC member agencies provide free and affordable help and meet U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development standards. Call 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
What does New South Proud mean?
It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the Israel-Hamas deal that is potentially on the table. We'll see if it works out. Secretary of State Marco Rubio making the rounds yesterday. Also, Admiral Stavridis talks about the strikes on Venezuelan drug boats and whether they're legal or not. The Argos managed to scrape to another victory. They are now undefeated on the season, the number two ranked team in Division II. I spent some time analyzing Taylor Swift's new album. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I would say I'm sorry if I thought that would change your mind. But I know that this time I have said too much, been too unkind. I tried to about it, cover it all up with lies.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
The tears in my eyes.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3. Tensions continuing to rise in and around Chicago over that ice action. Jeff Manasso is on the streets today with the details.
Citing recent public safety concerns outside an ice processing facility in Broadview, Mayor Katrina Thompson announcing an executive order that effective immediately establishes fixed protest hours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. That is, Chicago's mayor has also ordered no-go zones for federal agents on public property, in immigration action, and Chicago police that are barred by local and state laws from assisting federal agents are making it clear.
Police officers, if it involves law enforcement, we are going to show up.
CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling making his case that officers did respond to violent attacks on federal agents this weekend, including one that led to a shooting. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5:24 News Radio 92.3. Stock sending mix with AI driving up the markets. Here's Laura Kantner.
President Trump says that 25% tariffs on medium and heavy-duty truck imports will begin on November 1st. In an effort to strengthen domestic manufacturing. Verizon Communications stock falling Monday after the telecom giant announced that former PayPal CEO Dan Schulman would take over the CEO position from Hans Vestberg, who has led Verizon since 2018. Shares of chipmaker AMD surging Monday, bolstered by its multi-billion dollar deal with OpenAI. Stocks ending Monday mostly higher, the S&P 500 finishing up 24 points, NASDAQ up 161, the Dow finishing down 63. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
5:25, fresh from announcing the winner of this day's Tap the News Radio app. Mm-hmm. Austin Price in with the traffic and weather. Yeah. All the excitement still there. I can see it.
Oh, yes. Can't you tell by my voice? I'm
Taylor Stone.
Out.
Congrats.
Yeah. I got in touch with them recently, and we'll get their information for them. But once again, as you said, congrats to Taylor Stone. All righty. Looking at the roads and weather here, got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also, a little bit on Davis Highway. This is going to be right as you are starting to travel eastbound, right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. We've got some backups there. But that light always gives us trouble. Last major spot is Mobile Highway, traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon that caused that congestion. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 this evening. 40% chance of showers tonight is the official chance, and we're going to have some scattered shower chances lingering over the next couple days after that.
All right, touching on AI briefly. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Senator Bernie Sanders sounding the alarm on AI, saying it could be coming for your job. Lauren Simonetti has more.
In a Fox News op-ed, the senator writes, quote, I released a report today finding that AI, automation, and robotics could replace nearly 100 million jobs in America over the next decade, including 40% of registered nurses, 47% of truck drivers, 64% of accountants, 65% of teaching assistants, and 89% of fast food workers, among many other occupations. He's framing AI as big and scary, right? And as a way for corporations to concentrate their wealth and power. So he went on in this op-ed to call for a 32-hour work week and a tax on companies that employ robots.
The Supreme Court rejecting Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal of her criminal conviction of recruiting and grooming teen girls for Jeffrey Epstein. It means Maxwell's 20-year prison sentence will stay in place. Her lawyers argued an agreement Epstein struck with prosecutors in Florida related to a U.S. attorney pledging not to prosecute him or any possible co-conspirators should be applied to at least one of three counts that Maxwell was found guilty of.
527 News Radio 92.3. Busy day today. Talks underway between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas in Egypt. They're still trying to hammer out the details on bringing home the last Israeli hostage. Jennifer Griffith has more from Tel Aviv.
We decided to go down to Hostage Square, where on Saturday night, 120,000 Israelis gathered to put pressure on their government. I spoke to the father of 26-year-old Guy Eluz, a musician who was at the Nova Music Festival when Hamas gunmen attacked. He placed a phone call to his father as he and his friends tried to escape. His father, Michelle, still has the audio of that last phone call. Hamas right now is scrambling to find the bodies of the dead hostages. They said that they need more time, but time is something that President Trump says they don't have. He's putting pressure on the Israelis and Hamas to get this deal done.
Wanting to get you some more details on this, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accusing gangs and cartel members of placing bounties on federal agents. Noem made the claim during an interview and shared that the bounties range from $2,000 to $10,000. According to Noem, this is the rule of law versus anarchy, and she says that they will win, they being the law. Her remarks come as President Trump has ordered the National Guard to cities across the U.S. to combat crime and guard ICE facilities.
Okay, discussions have taken us to Hamas, to Israel. Now let's go into the devastating strikes continuing across the Ukraine and Russia. Greg Palcott has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
No let-up in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Overnight, Ukraine hitting a large oil terminal in Crimea, sparking a major fire. Kyiv also targeted energy infrastructure in the Russian city of Belgorod, leaving 40,000 without power. This came after a weekend of attacks by Russia against Ukraine. 500 drones, 50 missiles hitting various cities, including the western town of Lviv, where six people were killed. Polish Air Force jets scrambled to defend against possible intrusions. European airports have been the target lately of drone activity disrupting service. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
Okay, the Supreme Court tackling a slew of big issues in their new term. Busy isn't the word for it. Doug Lazier has more.
Much of the president's agenda is on the line here, and just looking ahead at the issues and the cases, this is shaping up to be a blockbuster term. Let's start with tariffs. This is a huge one, as the Supreme Court will have to decide whether the president's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to invoke those tariffs is legal. Presidential power will also be tested when the justices consider if the president can fire the leaders of independent agencies. And several LGBTQ issues are on the docket, including mental health care providers using so-called conversion therapy for minors and whether bans on that therapy violate the First Amendment.
Okay, Powerball tonight, $207 million. As I always say, play wisely. Good luck. Sports in 5 on News Radio, 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Illinois suing the Trump administration after it authorized the deployment of 300 National Guard troops to the state. The Trump administration is also ordering 200 troops from Texas to join them. Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson says the deployment will negatively affect the local economy and strain the city's police department.
It will also have a chilling effect on economic activity in Chicago, as we have seen in other jurisdictions where the president deployed the guard.
President Trump, are you going to invoke the Insurrection Act?
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, Sure, I do that.
This law allows the president to deploy militia in any state to suppress obstruction of the law. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. The Colts blasted the Raiders yesterday by a final score of 40-6, and that win moves Indy to 4-1 in the season, and clearly Daniel Jones has been the main storyline, but let's also show some appreciation to Jonathan Taylor. And if the Colts running back keeps up this pace, he'll win Offensive Player of the Year, because right now he leads the NFL in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. I'm Zach Gelb.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle, ultra-fine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Escambia commissioners have decided to write off nearly $18 million in unpaid emergency medical services bills, which will be sent to a collection agency. Most of the debt is from uninsured individuals, and by law, EMS must respond to 911 calls, often serving those without access to health care.
Number two.
Employees at Baptist Hospital in Jay have been accused of taking photos of patients without their consent. A client reported that four staff members allegedly took photos of patients who were either asleep or under medication. The images were then posted on Snapchat, Baptist released a statement confirming that those employees involved were fired after a thorough investigation.
Number three.
The family of a former Pensacola mayor, Vince Wibbs, has established a $50,000 fund in his name to assist college students enrolled in automotive or diesel-related programs at Pensacola State College with tuition expenses. The scholarship also includes a $12,500 matching contribution from the PSC Alumni Association. Vince Wibbs served as the city's mayor for seven consecutive terms from 1977 to 1991.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the FHP arrested 28-year-old Zachary Stevens of Pensacola after he was caught driving, get this, Austin, 110 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. This was over on the 110 freeway early Saturday. He faces charges for DUI, speeding, violating license restrictions, and possession of an open container. Stevens is being held in the Escambia County Jail on an $1,800 bond.
And a developer is scheduled to meet with Santa Rosa County officials this week to present plans for 92 ground-level condominiums on a vacant 23-acre property in Navarre Beach. The property has been listed for sale since 2024 at a price tag of $23.5 million. It features 1,800 feet of Santa Rosa Sound frontage and is zoned for high-density residential and commercial development. Developer Christopher Ferrara has owned the land since 1997 and previously wanted to use it for a high-end RV park, but those plans stalled after much community opposition. He's now shifting his focus back to a condo development.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Swinging a bouncy ball, first base line behind the bag, Naylor. Underhand flip to Munoz at the bag. It's over. The Mariners win it. They tie the series at 1-1 apiece. They win game two of the best of five set here at T-Mobile Park before a sellout crowd. They win it 3-2.
Major League Baseball playoffs on Cairo in Seattle. The Mariners got a pair of home runs from Jorge Polanco against the Tigers Sunday. Eighth inning, the game was tied 2-2 until Julio Rodriguez doubled home Cal Raleigh. Seattle scored its first playoff win at home in 24 years. The Mariners and the Tigers are even one game apiece. Game three of their best-of-five series will be tomorrow in Detroit. In Toronto, the Blue Jays crushed the Yankees again. One day after Toronto beat New York 10-1, the Blue Jays blasted the Yankees 13-7. Toronto led 12-0. Blue Jays are up 2-0 in the series. Sunday, they got four extra base hits from Dalton Varsho, including two home runs. Rookie pitcher Trey Yesavage struck out 11, a Blue Jays playoff record. Game three will be in New York tomorrow. The Blue Jays one win from advancing to the American League Championship Series. Tonight, game two of the NLDS in Philadelphia between the Phillies and Dodgers. Los Angeles won the opener. NLDS game two in Milwaukee tonight between the Brewers and Cubs. The Brew Crew leads 1-0.
The Bills have lost at home, and the New England Patriots let everybody know they are here. The Patriots come into Orchard Park and beat the Bills 23-20.
On NBC, Drake May threw for 273 yards, more than half to Stephon Diggs, who made 10 catches against his former team for 146 yards. Andy Borogales kicked a late 52-yard field goal for the Patriots, who improved to 3-2 and dropped the Bills to 4-1. Earlier Sunday, the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles lost their first game of the season, beaten at home by the Broncos 21-17. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, LeBron James appears to be making a major announcement tomorrow. Earlier today, he posted a video to Instagram captioned, "The Decision of All Decisions." The video shows him taking a seat on a basketball court. The 40-year-old NBA legend says he will announce his decision at noon Eastern tomorrow. He recently exercised his player option to stay with the Lakers this coming season, which is set to be his 23rd in the NBA.
I want to make sure that you are well informed about some of the high school results that happened over the weekend. I want to run these scores down for you real quick. Pensacola Catholic over Destin, 45-0. Escambia over Navarre, 29-19. Pace, 20. Madison County, 18. Crestview over Pine Forest, 33-8. West Florida, 35. Gulf Breeze, 6. Baker, 22. Northview, 19. J, 47. Central, 7. Booker T, 30. Pensacola High, 20. The bye week teams, Milton, Tate. And UWF had a nice trip out to Oklahoma, took on Northeastern State, downing Northeastern State 31-24. Argos now 5-0. By the way, Argos back at home on Saturday, 4 p.m. for a homecoming game against Showan.
And keeping with the football theme, week 5 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with Monday Night Football. The Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs hold a record of 2-2 after winning 2 straight, while the Jags have also won 2 in a row. They have a record of 3-1. Kickoff is set for 7:15 p.m. You can catch coverage of that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
A nationwide scare is affecting the bar scene in Brazil. Pam Pusso has a story on News Radio 92.3.
More than 125 cases of suspected alcohol poisoning have been reported across Brazil. Officials say the methanol-tainted liquor has caused blindness, put some people in a coma, and has left at least one person dead. Brazil's health ministry is warning people to avoid cocktails and to steer clear of colorless spirits. Local media says victims included patrons at upscale bars and restaurants. Restaurant owners are suspending liquor sales to reassure nervous customers. Federal police are investigating a possible link to organized crime groups accused of distributing counterfeit liquor. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Kroger recalling multiple deli products over possible listeria contamination. According to a recent company announcement, the recall affects basil pesto bow tie salads and smoked mozzarella penny salads sold in nearly 2,000 stores across 28 states. Kroger initiated the recall earlier this month after learning of the potential contamination from its supplier. Customers have been instructed to throw away the affected products or return them to the place of purchase for a refund.
A Long Island teen is on the road to recovery after his friend stepped in to save him after an accident at the beach. Jody Goldberg of New York affiliate WNYW, this is New York 5, has that story.
A neck brace and a scar. 17-year-old Connor DeBow wears the reminders of a summer day that nearly ended his life. The senior from Smithtown was swimming with friends at Gilgo Beach when he dove into a wave. He hit the sand and fractured his C4 vertebrae. He was temporarily paralyzed.
As soon as I hit the water, I tried moving. I'm like, oh my God, this couldn't budge at all.
Lifeguards were off duty, but his friends weren't.
He was face up, but his face was like bright red, and I don't think he could breathe for a little bit either.
They dragged Connor to shore where police and paramedics took over. Doctors fused his spine with 3 screws. He spent a week in the hospital. Now it's months of physical therapy.
Scientists say they've managed to change the blood type of a kidney and transplant it into a person. The procedure, carried out by Canadian and Chinese researchers, is the first of its kind, the kidney being put into a brain-dead patient. If the blood type of an organ can be changed, it could drastically reduce transplant wait lists. Their full results are published in Nature Biomedical Engineering.
543 News Radio, 92.3. You're going to be seeing a lot more pink this month. Lisa Brady has the explanation and why that is.
This is House Call for Health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The World Health Organization says it's a time to create awareness, honor those affected, and reaffirm a global commitment to equitable access to care and improved survival for all. The WHO created the Global Breast Cancer Initiative in 2021. It has 2 pillars. The first is health promotion and early detection. The second, timely diagnosis, with the target of patients receiving a diagnosis within 60 days of initial presentation. They also note the 5-year survival rate in high-income countries exceeds 90%. That drops down to 40% in a country like South Africa. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, 545, 15 away from 6. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Austin Price sitting there taking care of the business. He's got to look at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you, sir. One of our worst-looking spots throughout this afternoon so far had been Mobile Highway. If you were traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue, we did have an accident reported in that area, but it looks like that congestion has just about entirely cleared out. Same can be said for everywhere else we've been dealing with problems this afternoon / evening. So if you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be right now, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. 40% chance of rainfall this evening officially, and once we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, we're still going to have those rainfall chances just scattered around the next couple days.
So we will talk about the temperatures that will soon be cooling across much of the U.S., but there's the South hanging in there pretty warm. U.S. Looking, like I say, on the cool down, and the South, this is a different story. Janice Dean has a look at the weather.
A strong cold front traveling across the Midwest down into the southern plains is bringing the risk of scattered storms with heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. The front will also bring down temperatures after record-breaking heat over the weekend. Ahead of the front, above-average highs will continue over the Great Lakes in the northeast. More rain and storms will continue over the southeast and Florida today, with coastal flood advisories up as king tide will impact the Carolinas through Wednesday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Some big moves in foreign politics as Japan gets its first female prime minister, while the French prime minister resigns after one day. Ashley Webster in with a report.
French stocks dropped nearly 1.5% on the news of the country's new prime minister, Sébastien Lecornu, resigning just a day after naming his government. Very strange. Lecornu's new cabinet lineup upset opponents and allies alike, who either found it too right-wing or not right-wing enough. Meantime, in Japan, Sanae Takaichi is set to become the country's first female premier. She has been picked to lead the Liberal Democratic Party, which has ruled Japan for almost all of the post-war era. Takaichi is a supporter of aggressive spending and easy monetary policy. Japan's Nikkei index jumped nearly 5% on that news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Paramount Skydance says today it's agreed to acquire online publication The Free Press, naming its co-founder and CEO Barry Weiss as CBS News' editor-in-chief. The digital publication will be joined with CBS News. Paramount saying today The Free Press has 1.5 million subscribers, more than 170,000 of which are paid subscriptions. Firefly Aerospace shares climbing 6% today after the company announced it's buying defense technology contractor SciTech for $855 million. The deal announced Sunday is slated to close at the end of the year and includes $300 million in cash and $555 million worth of Firefly shares. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow falling more than 60 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh records. Crude oil futures under 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Layoffs are coming. The Trump administration warning that as the government shutdown nears a week. Jared Halpern, he is at the White House this afternoon with more.
Any federal workers who lose their jobs because of a prolonged government shutdown should blame Democrats, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says.
This conversation about layoffs would not be happening right now if the Democrats did not vote to shut the government down.
But in previous shutdowns, including the longest one in U.S. history during President Trump's first term, federal workers were furloughed and returned to work when the government reopened.
This administration is focusing on checking the balance sheet and ensuring we're doing the right thing by the American taxpayer.
Levitt would not say when layoffs will begin, but urged Democrats to quickly support a Republican-backed short-term spending bill. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, the shows might not go on if a Broadway strike takes place. The union representing more than 50,000 professional actors and stage managers working in live theater has authorized the move if negotiations fail to result in a better contract. Talks are scheduled to resume on Wednesday after the current production contract expired last month. More than 2,800 industry pros have signed an open letter backing the Actors Equity Association and calling for Broadway shows to pivot toward humane scheduling, including providing appropriate paid time off and contributing toward the cost of health insurance.
Afternoon, everybody. 10 away from 6. It is 5:50. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Taylor Swift winning big at the box office. Here's Kathleen Maloney.
Taylor Swift gave the box office a boost this weekend. The singer-songwriter brought a 90-minute movie to cinemas for one weekend only.
I want to invite you to the official release party of A Showgirl. See the exclusive world premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video, along with behind-the-scenes footage from the music video shoot, brand new lyric videos, and stories about each song from my new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
The three-day event tallied $33 million, the biggest album debut ever in cinema history. Second place was Leonardo DiCaprio's comedic action epic, One Battle After Another, with $10.3 million. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's R-rated sports drama, The Smash Machine, crashed in third place with $6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
American Airlines announcing a change to its carry-on baggage rules. The major airline carrier confirmed a change in a statement sent to multiple outlets, and starting on Monday, bag sizers will be removed from its gate areas across the country. American Airlines' rule change comes in an effort to simplify simplify the boarding process, but it does not mean travelers can bring larger-sized carry-ons.
Okay, for the first time in over 10 years, it is time to hold on to your top hat. You'll see where I'm going with this. As McDonald's is bringing back its much-loved Monopoly game.
Ah.
Jill Nato has some more.
The new McDonald's Monopoly has both physical and digital game pieces, so that makes it a little more tricky. The company wants you to download their app and register for the game. Once you've registered, order select menu items and get a game piece to play. Prizes include everything from free food to a Jeep Grand Cherokee to $1 million. The company says no purchase is needed to play, but you have to go to their alternate method of entry website to find out more. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Lastly here, Apple insiders say John Ternus is being groomed to eventually lead the company after CEO Tim Cook retires. The 50-year-old vice president of hardware engineering is seen as an experienced employee who can lead Apple for a decade or more. Cook is not expected to leave anytime soon, but Bloomberg says the 64-year-old could call it a day before he turns 70. Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one last quick check of your roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.55 Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3, and he's still just booming over the fact that he gave away those tickets earlier this hour.
Oh, so proud.
Taylor Stone, congrats.
Yes, congrats to Taylor Stone. I've reached out to you. We'll get your information as soon as possible, and then we'll get those tickets to you. Conversely, All right, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on.
FSU Pitt, by the way. Doug Campbell Saturday.
Yes, 11 a.m. kickoff there. All righty, looking at the roads, not too much from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Do have some rainfall chances lingering, about 40% officially, and that's how it's going to look tomorrow as well. Come Wednesday and Thursday, the chances are going to be slimmer, but they're still going to be there.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Sad and kind of a hurtful story coming out of the Pacific Northwest. A Build-A-Bear workshop employee, this is right outside of Seattle, allegedly refused a small customer's wish to name her new teddy bear after Charlie Kirk.
Oh, come on.
Ted Litter has more for us.
16-year-old Evie McCormick's trip to Build-A-Bear took a controversial turn after she claims the store manager refused her request to name the stuffed animal after conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated back on September 10th. McCormick said the manager tore up the bear's birth certificate and dismissed the request as inappropriate. McCormick says she was rattled by the interaction. Build-A-Bear's policy says they discourage indecent or distasteful names, but McCormick says she simply wanted to honor someone she felt was a good role model. The company has since apologized and promised staff retraining to prevent similar incidents. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And the son of late Ike and Tina Turner, Ike Turner Jr., dead at the age of 67. The Grammy-winning producer passed away Saturday in L.A. as a result of kidney failure. That's according to reports from TMZ. Ike Jr. was adopted by Tina Turner after Ike split from his son's birth mother, Lorraine Taylor.
Okay, week five of the NFL season wraps up in Jacksonville tonight. Joe Morgan has a preview.
There's no better time than now for the Jaguars to get over their Chiefs problem. Jacksonville and Kansas City face off on Monday Night Football with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. The Chiefs have an 8-game winning streak against the Jaguars, tied for the franchise's longest current run, but Jacksonville heads into the matchup playing quality football. The Jaguars are 3-1 under first-year head coach Liam Cohen and are fresh off a victory over the 49ers. For the Chiefs, they've turned it around after a slow start to the season, winning two straight to get to 500 on the year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Kim Kardashian's docuseries about Elizabeth Taylor premieres today on Fox Nation. Elizabeth Taylor, Rebel Superstar, is a three-part docuseries offering a look inside the life of the 20th century actress. Episodes cover Taylor's rise to fame, her private life, her activism in the fight against HIV and AIDS. The series features interviews with Taylor's son, Chris Wilding, Sharon Stone, and Paris Jackson. Kim Kardashian, who produced a series with Passion Pictures, was the last person to interview the actress before her death in 2011.
Okay, an 80s pop icon gets a proper send-off. Back in, I guess, early 80s, I was at WQUE in New Orleans playing Cyndi Lauper for the first time, busting that girls just want to have fun. You know the rest of it. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Cyndi Lauper is honored in a new CBS special, a Grammy salute to Cyndi Lauper, live from the Hollywood Bowl. The two-hour tribute was filmed during the final nights of Lauper's year-long Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour, which kicked off in October of 2024. The star-studded lineup includes Joni Mitchell, Cher, John Legend, SZA, Mickey Guyton, Trombone Shorty, and more, with a video tribute from Brandi Carlile. Lauper's 1983 album, She's So Unusual, was the first debut album by a female artist to land four top five hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Are you ready for AI to sell you something? Here's Evan Brown.
Meta reveals all the chatting you're doing with its AI on board its apps like Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp is being used to personalize your app experiences. And by personalizing, they mean targeting. And that will also mean advertising. In a blog post, Meta says they're using the content of your conversations with Meta AI to learn more about your likes and dislikes and other things in order to fine-tune what content it presents to you, especially things like Instagram Reels and Facebook posts. And with that comes ads. Meta hopes will be even more relevant to you. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in less than 12 minutes, Austin and I will dig into some of the latest breaking information for you. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.